Hello.
Good morning. My name is Waltera. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning the call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
You're speaking with?
Okay, and what can I help you with today?
I'll try to file a claim.
Okay. One second. Okay, and what's that social?
422-217386.
Okay, and could you confirm that first and last name and the date of birth for me?
Kevin Miller, 10/30/72.
And your mother's maiden name?
Twitty.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you like?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and is that a checking account?
Yes.
Okay, and could you provide me with that routing number?
All right. The routing number is 10310095.
And the account number?
All right, that'll be 24811253419.
Okay, and could you repeat that round number for me?
10310095.
Okay, and that account number is 248112534149, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And could you confirm for me that that mailing address?
It's 2606 Laverne Drive.
And that's LAVERN.
Yes, LAVERNE.
Okay. City, state, and zip code.
Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
And is the residence address different from the mailing address?
Oh, what address did you need at first?
The mailing address.
Oh, yeah, everything's the same.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
Oh, no.
Okay, and could you confirm that telephone number for me?
256-224-2901.
And do you have an email address?
Yes. It's kevinmiller.km83@gmail.com.
Okay, and the address is 2606 Laverne Drive, Northwest Huntsville, Alabama, 35810, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you can hold for me for 1 second, okay?
All right.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Big Springs, Deluxe Data System, Lifeline Med, PCCom, or none of the above?
Chambers Bottling Company.
Who? Which one?
Did you mention Chambers? What?
I said I did PCCom, Big Springs, Deluxe Data System, and Lifeline Med.
What is that?
They are randomly generated questions. It's asking which corporation have you ever been associated with?
Wow. Oh, okay. I forgot. Big Chambers Bottling Company. They do go by Big Springs.
Okay. And which of the following colleges have you attended? Fort Peck Community College, Hampton University, Rust College, University of New Mexico, or none of the above?
None.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Decatur, Birmingham, Dothan, or none of the above?
Decatur and Birmingham.
Okay. Hold for me for 1 second. Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1138 Snow Hinton Drive, 1306 Taylor Street, 2910 McFadden Drive, 4926 Cotton Road, Northwest, or none of the above?
None of the above.
which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1212 12th Place, 1528 Church Street, 2836 46th Avenue East, 417 Julia Street Northwest, none of the above.
Four 417 Julia Street.
My bad, I'm messing you up.
Now you.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have a TIA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
And when was your last day work?
It was February 2nd.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And do you work for yourself, own a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what is your job description?
It was a voice picker.
Who?
a voice picker.
VOICE picker?
Mm-hmm.
Voice picker? What you doing, picking voices for movies?
Huh?
What you doing, picking voices for movies?
No. They call it that because, you know, you got on this headset, and the headset tell you, you know, all you doing is picking orders, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, the headset tell you where to go and pick the order. Yeah, but they just call it voice picker.
I was going to say, what, are you a co-director? Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
What'd you say?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what job are you claiming for?
I mean, like, you know, warehouse, something like that.
I'm talking about for your unemployment benefits.
Oh, no. Say that again.
What? Which job are you claiming your unemployment benefits from?
Oh, the Chambers Bottling Company.
I have Gulf Distributing Company. I have John L. That's the John L. Chambers, right?
Yeah, the Chambers, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a telephone number for that employer?
Oh, yeah, she'll be on some of my paperwork. I just hold on, I got in my phone. So what am I doing? All right. It's 256-532-4545.
Okay. And when would your employment start date with this employer?
I'm just going to get it. It's, I know it's almost been closer. Yeah, it could have been. I'm going to say about March of last year.
And do you know if it was the beginning, the middle, or end of March?
It's beginning.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
Got late fired.
You said fired?
Yeah, I got terminated.
Okay, and what was the specific reason?
Company policy.
And what is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Nancy. Hold on, let me make sure I get that last name right. Nancy Clack. Last name is Klatt. Nancy Clack.
And is she a manager?
Yeah, she's like that. We're basically about head of HR.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Well, I woke up. I woke up late for work, but by the time when I called in, it was too late.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Huh?
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
No.
And any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yes.
And what did you try? What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I called in. I tried to call in, but it was, they say it was, you know, just, it was too late. I woke up late.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with here for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Do you have a 4-digit PIN already, or do I need to reset you one?
No, I already got one.
Okay. Okay. So do you have the number to call every week, or the website, just in case you don't want to call, or do you need that?
Yes, ma'am, I need that number.
Okay, it's going to be 800.
Oh, let me get a pad of pen. This one.
Okay, and then the website is going to be www.
Okay.
.labor.
Labor, all right.
.Alabama.
Alabama.
.gov.
Okay, .gov. All right.
Okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days and have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim, Mr. Miller. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, this no, when do I call this number? Do I...
Sunday. You start Sunday.
Okay. Just any time on Sunday, that's when you call that number?
Before 5.
Okay, anytime before 5. All right, yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, well, any more questions?
None at all.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
Mm-hmm.